Support for 89.7 NPR News comes from the James at Ohio State, providing access to the most advanced cancer treatments available from a team specialized in treating just one type of cancer, yours. Learn more at cancer.osu.edu/choosethejames.
Welcome to All Sides. I'm your host, Amy Jurevich. This is our membership drive. More about that in just a minute. Rick Steves has spent most of his life traveling the continent of Europe and sharing what he's learned with the rest of us. He's informed, entertained, and guided travelers to the best nooks and crannies in dozens of European cities, both big and small. He says his goal is to equip Americans to venture beyond Orlando. And he's joining us now, hopefully, to inspire some wanderlust for the All Sides listeners. Welcome back to All Sides, Rick Steves.
Hi, Amy. Nice to be with you.
Thank you so much for joining us. You know, your love for traveling throughout Europe began as a teenager. You now employ a staff that helped bring that passion for travel to many, many others. If you could talk to your younger self, would he believe that he'd grow up to be one of the most respected and beloved travel guides in the world?
No, my younger self didn't think of long-term aspirations. My younger self wanted just to stay focused on what was immediately in front of him and find his niche, and he ended up being a travel teacher.
So I read in an interview you did recently with Salon.com that you said your mission is to let people know that the world is real. What did you mean by that?
Well, my mission is to let people know the world is real, and you do that by the other part of my mission, by equipping and inspiring Americans to venture beyond Orlando. You know, it's a beautiful world out there, and we live in complicated times, and we need to make smart decisions. And I think that if we're afraid of the world, and if we protect ourselves behind walls, and we let commercial TV news dictate our worldview, we're going to be a frightened populace, and that will let people take advantage of us, and it's not good for our safety, and it's not good for the fabric of our democracy, and it's not a kind of world I want to live in. I like a world not with bridges, or not with walls, but with bridges, because bridges connects us to the family of nations where the ideals of America can shine and inspire. And if America's not engaged with the other 96% of humanity, the other 96% of humanity is going to go somewhere that maybe we don't want it to go, and then we're stuck with it. So I love this idea that by traveling, we can become better citizens as well as more appreciative, better citizens of the world, as well as appreciate the value of our citizenship right here at home.
You're listening to All Sides with Amy Jurevich. This is 89.7 NPR News, and we are asking you for your support. Support this nonprofit public service radio station. Visit WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. This is a very special hour on All Sides because travel expert Rick Steves is with us on the air, and it's the perfect time for you to show your support for public media. A gift of $15 a month as a sustainer, and you can get a Rick Steves package. It includes three great books and a DVD set. The first book is Europe Through the Back Door. This is Rick's landmark travel skills handbook. The second book in the package is Europe's Top 100 Masterpieces, Art for the Traveler. This beautiful book takes you on a chronological tour of Europe's greatest paintings, sculptures, and historic buildings, from Apollo to David, from the Mona Lisa to the Thinker. The third book in the package is For the Love of Europe, and this book features Rick's favorite people, places, and stories collected over four decades of European travel. And not only do you get three books, but you also get Rick Steves' Art of Europe DVD set, 6 hours of stories about European art from the pyramids to Picasso. So we're asking you to become a sustainer right now, $15 a month or a one-time gift of $180, and you get this amazing Rick Steves package. If you are a fan of travel, this is the thank you gift for you. If you are a fan of All Sides, this is a great time to support public radio. Give at WOSU.org or 866-897-9678.
You know, Amy, before, I'm just so, when I heard you listing off all of those packages and all those gifts for people that are supporting WOSU, I just want to remind people this is a great package if you're a traveler, if you've got a traveler on your gift list. But it's also important to recognize just the value of making public media strong in your community. You know, at WOSU, we're able to produce content that respects your intelligence, and that assumes an attention span. It's content that's driven not by a passion for keeping advertisers happy, but it's driven by a passion for equipping and inspiring us to get out there and embrace the world in all of its wonderful diversity. And that contributes to the fabric of our community, the fabric of our democracy. And I think it results in a more engaged and a smarter, more thoughtful electorate. This is good citizenship right now to make WOSU strong with your financial support. That's why I'm taking some time out today to join you and to remind you that this pledge drive is not a drag. It's a celebration of the most important and beautiful, thoughtful oasis on the media landscape.
And you can join the celebration right now, WOSU.org or 866-897-9678. We'd love for you to give in any amount right now, $15 a month for that package that I just mentioned, but please support public radio right now. And Rick, what is your favorite tip to give people? I mean, you give tips to people all the time. Do you have one favorite tip for someone who wants to get the most out of their visit on a budget? What's your favorite tip?
Well, my favorite tip would be to go to my website, ricksteves.com, and recognize there's 100 hours of favorite tips, literally, of lectures about how you can travel smartly. Your time is a precious resource, just like your money. We Americans have the shortest vacations in the rich world, and we need to know how to use our time smartly as well as our money. And I would also remind people to remember that the more understanding you bring to your sightseeing, the more value you get out of it. So if you take a little time to learn about what you will be seeing, that's why my favorite project in the last couple of decades has been the six-hour series we produced for public television that Amy mentioned is yours when you pledged today on a two-disc DVD set. But this is a sweep through the story of Europe from the pyramids to Picasso. And I think that'd be the best 6 hours you could spend before going to Europe, because if you understand what you're looking at, if you step into a Gothic cathedral after just a few minutes of learning about what Gothic's all about, you could excitedly nudge your partner and say, isn't this a marvelous improvement over Romanesque? Imagine being that annoying with your travel partner. I just love the fact, as a tour guide and a travel teacher, that people can really, really find joy in their sightseeing if they understand what a windmill is. If you don't know what an Archimedes screw is, you don't know what a windmill's all about in the Netherlands. And understand what an aqueduct's all about. This is a stone structure built 1,800 years ago by Romans, that's 30 miles long, that brings a little square man-made river into a town so peasants don't have to carry it there, but that so gravity can roll it there. There's so many ways that our sightseeing becomes more vivid and more real and more enjoyable when we understand it better. That's raising the bar. And when we just live out our lives as engaged adults, we have radio and media that shapes our perspectives. And we want radio that inspires us to be smarter and engaged and curious, not media that dumbs us down and numbs us and makes us afraid. That's why WOSU is so important to the fabric of our community and for our democracy right now. And that's why I think it's a very good investment in what we hold dear as Americans right now to make sure we have strong public media, and that means in your community, WOSU.
Support the community here. Support 89.7 NPR News during our membership drive. We're asking you to make a gift today. When you make a gift of $8 a month as a sustainer, we have a wonderful thank you gift package. You'll receive the book For the Love of Europe, written by our guest today, Rick Steves. In this book, you will read about 100 of Rick's favorite people, places, and stories collected during a lifetime of European travel. In addition to that book, you'll also get Rick Steves' Art of Europe DVD set. This is 6 hours where Rick tells you the story of Europe's art, and he just mentioned what you can learn and what you can annoy your friends and family with while you're traveling, because you know so much. Well, plus, everyone who gives right now and gets this Rick Steves package, everyone who gives this hour and gets one of the packages we're offering will get the Rick Steves Travel Skills DVD and the Best Destination newsletter. So make a gift, $8 a month as a sustainer, right now, WOSU.org or 866-897-9678. This is a great day to become a new member of 89.7 NPR News. You're supporting the news and information you rely on, the news you trust, and you can get a great Rick Steves thank you gift package in return. It's truly a win-win. Rick's books and TV shows take you across Europe and immerse you deep in the culture of each village and town. And it all happens without you needing to leave your living room. Rick has an amazing way of telling a story of a city, introducing you to its people. And perhaps you're thinking about planning an adventure overseas. Well, you can plan that trip with Rick's books. And the best part, of course, is you're supporting public media at the same time. Make that win-win gift right now, $8 a month as a sustainer at WOSU.org or 866-897-9678. You have so much passion. I mean, you know, when you talk about travel, when you talk about learning something while you're traveling, you hire a staff that help you because you're not guiding every single one of the Rick Steves tours. How do you convey your passion to the staff that you hire to make sure that the Rick Steves experience carries on past Rick Steves?
Wow, Amy, that's an important question. We are all mission driven. We measure our profit not by how much money's in the bank at the end of the year, but by how many trips we have impacted in a positive way. I'm teaching the same message now that I was when I was a student back in, well, a long, long time ago. Today I've just got 100 talented and passionate mission-driven colleagues to help out with me. And also we've got technology beyond our wildest dreams to amplify our teaching. When we take our tours to Europe, we take 30,000 Americans around Europe every year on 40 different itineraries. Last year, we had 1,200 different bus tours around Europe, and I have 150 guides in Europe. If you've seen my TV shows, I'm always introducing my friend and fellow tour guide, Alfio, and my friend and fellow tour guide, Christina. Well, these are independent, hardworking private guides, and they work with us in our TV shows, and people can work with them privately if they go to Europe and want to hire a guide. I mean, it's just so nice to have these locals to help you out. One thing I do to make sure we have a strong message with our tour program and a consistent message is, in the winter, I take our new guides on a tour, and I get to be the tour guide, and they get to be the tourists, even though they're already established professional guides. I want them to know what distinguishes a Rick Steves tour with our American travelers. And it's the same thing with my radio program on WOSU. It's the same thing philosophically that we get in public broadcasting. Again, we want to respect people's intelligence. We want to recognize that you can learn more about your home sometimes by leaving it and looking at it from a distance. And we want to remember that culture shock is not something to avoid and to be afraid of. Culture shock is a good thing. It's the growing pains of a broadening perspective, and it just needs to be curated. As a tour guide and as a travel writer, I work to curate culture shock for my travelers. And I think as our society is dealing with challenges, unprecedented challenges from within and from abroad, WOSU and public media also curates that culture shock so we know how to handle it, so we can learn from it, and so we can grow. We're at a point right now where we've got to be smart as a citizenry. And I think there's powerful forces in our society that would find it convenient, frankly, more profitable if we were all just dumbed down and said yes to all of the dictates that come from above. I think that what we want is an engaged society. When we travel, we broaden our perspectives and we realize that, boy, the world is a beautiful place. It's filled with joy. It's filled with love. It's filled with wonderful people. And at the same time, it's a real place with some complicated challenges and some bad characters. And we've got to be smart. We don't need to be afraid, but we got to be smart and we got to be engaged. That's why personally, I'm thankful for this oasis on the media dial, this one little spot where we can see that news is not entertainment masquerading as news so it can sell more advertising. Only on public broadcasting, only on public radio, do we have news coming to us that is not motored by advertising, not by a passion for keeping advertisers happy, but by a passion for simply inspiring us to reach out and embrace the world in all of its beauty and all of its diversity and to learn from the rest of the world. We're 4% of this planet. There's 96% out there. We get to know it when we travel it. And we get to know it when we have thoughtful media like WOSU provides. That's why we're coming to you right now and reminding you that this is not a charity. This is a service. If you're consuming programming on WOSU and enjoying it, hey, it's just right to help out. Now, if you don't have enough money to help out, that's okay. It's public. It's for everybody. But if you can afford to help it out and if you're consuming it, it just makes sense to do so. And as Amy has so beautifully described, we've got great thank you packages. You can support us at $8 a month or $15 a month. At $8 a month, we'll give you two of my most important books, For the Love of Europe. That's a 400-page collection of my favorite 100 articles, and that's inspiring you by experiences in Europe. And you'll also get the DVD set, Rick Steves' Art of Europe. That's 8 hours, taking you on a sweep through the story of Europe from the pyramids to Picasso. That's the $8 a month level, the book and the DVD set. And at $15 a month, we'll pop in two more books. You'll get the 800-page, in its 40th edition now, handbook for how to travel. Everything I've learned about the nitty-gritty skills are packed into Europe Through the Back Door. And you'll also get my coffee table book, Europe's Top 100 Masterpieces, Art for the Traveler, that shares with you what I think are the most exciting pieces of art in Europe and why. And remember, at both those levels, $8 a month or $15 a month, you'll also get my 64-page newsletter, which highlights the greatest experiences in Europe. And also, you'll get that Travel Skills DVD that has my most important 8 hours of lectures on how to travel, and lectures on appreciating the art of Europe, and lectures on how travel, when it's done right, can broaden our perspective and bring home for you the most beautiful souvenir. And that is a kind of a dual citizenship, a keener appreciation of how great it is to be an American, and a global citizenship where we are thinking about what is best for humanity as well as what's best for Americans. If this makes sense to you, this is your opportunity. Please get on board and make WOSU strong in your community.
And do that right now while you're listening, while Rick Steves is on the air with us. Make your gift to 89.7 NPR News at WOSU.org or 866-897-9678. This is our membership drive, and if you listen to All Sides every day, then now is the time to show your support. This station is a part of your life. In recent months especially, you've relied on this station for important information. This show talks about things that impact life in Central Ohio. We've done shows on homelessness and the affordable housing crisis. We've talked to newsmakers and lawmakers and experts. We introduce you to interesting friends and neighbors with our Thursday feature, Fascinating Ohio. If you appreciate a show that is truly local and informs you, then please make a gift today and support us. Support 89.7 NPR News. Make this membership drive a great success and do it right now. 866-897-9678 or online at WOSU.org. And Rick mentioned, you know, there's gifts at $15 a month as a sustainer, $8 a month as a sustainer. You can give a one-time gift as well. Make a gift now that is comfortable for your budget, and you'll get a great thank you gift in return. Give at WOSU.org. You can see all the information about the thank you gift packages at our website, or you can give us a call, 866-897-9678. You know, I spent several months of my life in college living in Rome, and I traveled all around because it's so easy to travel from city to city. And I had one of your guidebooks with me. I don't know which edition because it's been a long time. I'm old now. But I loved flipping through the book, making a mess of it, you know, dog-earing pages, putting bookmarks here and there. But technology has come a long way. Everyone, you know, it's wonderful to have a guidebook. But what advances in technology have you found most helpful for the travel experience?
Oh, the travel experience, Amy, is so much different now than it used to be. Of course, we've got all sorts of apps that can translate for us and figure this out. I don't use that many apps. I love, the map, GPS and mapping services. I don't find the language barriers that big of a deal. I'm very thankful that we have ATMs and we don't have to be limiting when banks are open in order to change money. And I'm very happy that we can use the internet to make our plans and change our plans as we go. One thing we've learned as coming out of COVID, the most popular sites in Europe learned during COVID they could control the crowds by requiring reservations and timed entries. And now the pandemic's over. And a lot of these very, very crowded sites realize they can continue to control crowds by requiring that we make reservations in advance. So this is an example of how you should have information ahead of time to know what's going on. If you go to Amsterdam and you want to go to Anne Frank's house and you want to go to the Van Gogh Museum and you want to see the Rembrandts or the Rijksmuseum, boy, you're going to have a rude awakening when you arrive without reservations because you got to book these things in advance. It's simple. You go online and you book it, you pay for it, you got your timed entry, and then there's no crowds, there's no chaos. You just walk up to the door within your window of entry time and you enjoy the museum. But you've got to embrace this notion that we need to make advanced reservations when you travel. These days, there's more crowds than ever in Europe, so we have to find a way to minimize those crowds. I would like to joke that there's two IQs of European travelers, those who wait in lines and those who don't wait in lines. And there's a lot to that. You know, if you're going to the Acropolis in Athens, everybody wants to go to the Acropolis in Athens. Well, there's cruise ships in the port of Athens. 3,000 tourists are on each cruise ship. If there's three cruise ships in port, that means there's 9,000 people on those ships that want to go to the Acropolis and see the Parthenon. And if you go in the middle of the day, you're going to be competing with all of them to get to the top of that hot, brutally hot and very historic little mountain in the middle of Athens. Why would you go between 10 and 4 when all the cruise ship people are there? When I look at my photograph of the Parthenon on the Acropolis, it's got a soundtrack on it. I can almost hear the guards whistle blowing at me saying, "Mister, it's time for you to go." That's because every time I go to the Acropolis, I do it at the end of the day between 6 and 7 o'clock. And I'm literally the only person on top of that mountain enjoying the Acropolis as everybody else has already endured the crowds. Find ways to minimize those crowds. And also respect the fact that it is hot in the summer in the Mediterranean area. You just, if you can avoid it, try not to travel in the Mediterranean in July and August when climate change is taking hold. And it's just every day is a furnace in the 90s.
Do you feel that the time tickets, is that something like how far in advance do you have to plan? I'm sure each place is different, but because of the time tickets, do they sell out now and you have to like plan many months in advance to be able to go?
No, it's not many months. There's a few things that are that way, but generally it's just, you just got to, you know, a week or two before you go. I mean, as soon as you're ready to nail it down. Mm-hmm. I'm planning my trips right now. And the first things I get is my flights and my hotels. That's critical. I've got that for my trip coming up. I'm going on a research trip in a few months to Barcelona, Prague, and London. Okay, I got my flights. I got my hotels. Then I got to look through those three cities and decide, what do I really want to see and do? Do I want to take a food tour? Yeah, I'll book a food tour. Do I want to go to the famous churches and museums? Yeah, if you go to Barcelona and you don't have a ticket for the Sagrada Familia Church by Antoni Gaudí, you're not going to get in. There's no box office there anymore, just a dusty old building with a sign on it that says, "We used to be the box office. Now you got to book in advance to go to this great church." Okay, I'll get that in advance. Do I want to hire a private guide? Yes, I'll do that in advance. So get that taken care of. And then you equip yourself with a guidebook and because you're going to be your own tour guide if you're going independently. And you got the information that makes that possible. And then you're on your way. It's not rocket science. But you just got to be a good student of that. You got to equip yourself with information and expect yourself to travel smart. And you can. I just think this is an exciting opportunity to enjoy the world. And there's opportunities now that make it, I think, very affordable and much, much more much easier to pull off on your own than in past times.
And you can learn more when you get one of our thank you gift packages. You can be prepared. You can be one of those ones who knows what to do and when to do it when you travel to Europe. This is 89.7 NPR News and our membership drive. And remember that gifts from listeners like you are the foundation of our budget. We do not answer to commercial influences in public radio. We are not beholden to shareholders. We answer to you, our listeners. Make a gift now and support this mission at WOSU.org or 866-897-9678. When you make a gift of $15 a month as a sustainer, you can get a Rick Steves package as your thank you gift. In this package, you'll receive three wonderful books: Europe Through the Back Door, Europe's Top 100 Masterpieces, Art for the Traveler, and For the Love of Europe. And you'll get the Rick Steves Art of Europe DVD set, a Travel Skills DVD, and the Best Destinations newsletter. This is truly a wonderful package for any fan of Rick Steves, a fan of public broadcasting. Are you itching to exercise your travel legs and get a few new stamps in your passport? Then now is the perfect time to plan that trip and have Rick Steves be your guide. But if you're not quite ready to travel just yet, you can dream about those travels by reading these wonderful books and watching some great shows about the art of Europe. So make a gift now. Don't wait. You are running out of time in this hour to get this Rick Steves package. $15 a month right now as a sustaining member, or a one-time gift of $180. And that gift will only take a few minutes out of your time today. You'll be supporting a radio station you love and depend on. Make that gift now. Make this hour a success. WOSU.org or 866-897-9678.
You know, Amy, I just love this chance to talk about travel and all the skills and share the lessons I've learned from a lifetime of, taking notes and making mistakes and learning from them. When I get ripped off, I celebrate. They don't know who they just ripped off. I'm going to learn that scam and pack it into my books. But I would remind people that when they pledge at these levels today, you're going to get this information. Europe Through the Back Door is 800 pages. It's evolved over 40 editions since 1980. And it is where I put everything I learned from 100 days a year of going over there, hitting and missing and missing and hitting and bringing home the hits so you can bat better. If you want to hear my lectures, if you pledge at either level, you're going to get that DVD set with 8 hours of my lectures. And what I want to share right now is this is civics. This is good citizenship to make public broadcasting strong on your dial. Yes, commercial broadcasting is great. It's fun. I'm glad it's there. But if your worldview is shaped by the media that you consume, I want you to remember that there was a time back when Walter Cronkite said, and that's the way it is, that's the way it was, because part of their corporate citizenship was for commercial networks to give the news hour to our democracy as part of its contribution. When they paid Walter Cronkite's salary, they were losing money because they knew that that 1 hour would not be profitable. They wouldn't pepper it with ads, and they wouldn't amp it up so more people watch so they could make more money with their ads. Something has changed in the last generation. And now commercial news networks cannot afford to give the news to our citizenry without making money on it. In other words, news has become entertainment, masquerading as news, and it has to be amped up so more people watch so they can charge more for their ads and make a profit. The one oasis on the dial that brings you news without trying to make a profit, without amping it up, without if it bleeds, it leads, without the hysterical dimension, is public broadcasting, WOSU. This is for a thoughtful look at what's going on in our country and with and outside of our country, and you get it here with no concern for keeping the advertisers happy. This is basic civics. This is basic media savvy. Non-commercial broadcasting is important for the fabric of our democracy, and it's more important now than ever before. History is speaking to us, and the world is confronting us with unprecedented challenges, and we need one place that's reliable that we can turn to day in and day out for a straight story of what the heck is going on. And I cannot think of a better place than WOSU for this community. That's why we're celebrating public broadcasting right now. This service is not a charity. It's a service. And if you're consuming it, and if you can't afford to help out, that's okay. It's public. That's a beautiful thing. But if you are appreciating the value of public broadcasting here on WOSU, and if you can afford to help out, it's only right to do so. And then every time you tune in, you will know that you are on the team. You're doing your share. In fact, you're doing more than your share. And that's a good feeling every once in a while. Celebrate WOSU right now. The ball is in your court. You know how to get online. You know how to call in. $8 a month, you get For the Love of Europe book, and you get the Art of Europe series. At $15 a month, that's the top end here. First class for WOSU. You get the 800-page How to Travel handbook, the newest edition, Europe Through the Back Door. You get my coffee table book, Europe's Top 100 Masterpieces. I just love that book. You get my 400-page collection of my 100 most important articles to make vivid all of the best experiences in Europe. And you get that six-hour sweep through the story of Europe, that mini-series, The Art of Europe, that has aired all over the country on public television in the last few years. And at either level, you get my newsletter so you can find out what I'm up to with my 100 workmates here in Seattle. And you get the Travel Skills DVD set with my most important 8 hours of lectures. I don't know what you're waiting for, frankly. Get on board. Celebrate WOSU. Thank you so much.
And you can do that right now, WOSU.org or 866-897-9678. You know, Rick said it, the ball is in your court and he wants you to join the team. We're going to figure out some more sports metaphors along the way here. But we want you to join our team. Join the WOSU family. We want you to get one of these thank you gift packages. We want you to support this show while Rick Steves is on the air with us. So don't wait. Don't wait. You're running out of time in the hour. But also, you're supporting public media. You're helping to fund the future of the service so that there are more shows like All Sides, so there's more local news coverage from the award-winning WOSU news team covering your community. This is something you're not going to get anywhere else. WOSU.org or 866-897-9678. You know, I follow you on Facebook. You have a very active community there. All your posts always have lots of wonderful comments. The posts are very poignant, beautifully written. I don't know if you write them or you have a staff member, but whoever does it, very engaging. So good job on your Facebook posts. Yeah. I saw one recently about Venice. It was just beautiful. You called it a car-free urban wonderland of hundreds of islands laced together with 400 bridges and 2,000 alleys. And while tourism keeps Venice afloat, what is the best time of year to visit Venice?
You know, Venice is crowded all the time.
Right.
It's a little town of 60,000 people. Think about that. It's a little town of 60,000 people with far more than that tourists inundating it, especially during peak time. I would say it's hot and crowded in the summer. In so many cases, you're best off in what we call shoulder season, spring and fall. I'm going there on vacation with my girlfriend, and then we're going to go hiking in the Dolomites, and then we're going to hang out in the Italian Riviera. I'm just looking forward to that little vacation so much, and I just booked my hotel room, and I'm going to be in Venice for 3 days, and I'm going to sleep right on the island, and we're going to wake up, and we're going to just immerse yourself is not a good description when you're in Venice. We don't want to immerse ourselves. but we want to get lost. Let's put it this way. We want to get lost in the wonders of Venice. I like to walk and get as lost as I can. It's a tangle of lanes. There's no street names. And just keep reminding myself I'm on an island and I can't get off. And then when I want to find my way, I will just look above the crowds of people in the streets and I'll see little signs on the corners of buildings pointing to this or that landmark and I can get my way back to the main square. But in so many cases, the tourists have this magnet of all the little shops and so on that hold us right to that main thoroughfare between the Rialto Bridge and the Piazza San Marco or the Campo San Marco and the Doge's Palace. And half of the tourists in Venice are right in this one little corridor. And if you can just venture either direction away from the crowds, the city is all yours. And if you can wake up early or be out late, it is just a magical experience. I like to say nowadays there's two IQs of European travelers, those who wait in lines and those who don't wait in lines. There's a lot of lines and a lot of crowds, but in so many cases, we're our own worst enemy. We go where all the crowdsourcing information tells us to go. And don't let that skew your common sense. You want to adventure away from the crowds.
This is why, I mean, what you're saying is why you always recommend visiting second cities or even third cities in Europe. You know, everyone goes to Paris, London, and Rome, but you like to talk about visiting the cities that don't have as many tourists. So Venice, I mean, you just mentioned Venice is a small city, but what's another small city that you would visit? You know, if you spend one day in the crowds of Venice, then where do you go?
Oh, well, just 30 minutes inland is Padova. And Padova is an amazing place. It's got one of the most exciting markets anywhere in Europe. A lot of pilgrims go there for the Basilica, I think it's of St. Anthony. But it's got none of the crowds and intensity of Venice. And that's a good side trip. You mentioned, Amy, that second city idea. Yeah, think about that. We all go to Edinburgh, which is great. But what about Glasgow? It's 45 minutes away by train. We all go to Paris. What about Lyon? We all go to Dublin. What about Belfast? We all go to Berlin. What about Hamburg? We all go to Lisbon. What about Porto? It's just fun for me. I'm just thinking through all the cities, great cities, and where can you go near there where you don't have the crowds? And you got all these very feisty, edgy, creative little mom and pop restaurants and artisans and street art. And it's just you're going to find less tourism and more of a real welcome. You're going to find better prices and no tour crowds. So see the famous places, but remember, sometimes the nearby second city is actually more rewarding if you're looking for culture rather than checking off famous places on your bucket list.
You are running out of time to support All Sides and WOSU this hour, so don't wait. Give now. This is listener-supported 89.7 NPR News. We're excited to have Rick Steves on the air with us today to talk about his decades of travel across Europe and to talk to you about our thank you gifts. You can stow away with America's favorite travel writer as he relives his favorite European experiences. And your support today will help pay for all the programs you listen to, from Morning Edition to All Things Considered, Marketplace, All Sides with Amy Jurevich, and everything in between. Give now at WOSU.org or 866-897-9678. $8 a month as a sustainer, and you can get the book For the Love of Europe. The book is full of stories that only Rick can tell. With this book, Rick hopes to inspire you to connect more intimately with the people and with other people and other cultures. You will love the stories in this book. Also in this package is the Rick Steves DVD set called The Art of Europe. It's a complete six-hour series that tells the story of Europe's art. Give right now $8 a month as a sustainer. That's a one-time gift of $96. Give while Rick is on the air and show us that you support public media. You know, if you've been listening for a while, but you've never given before, we're asking you to make that move. Move from listener to member. Join the WOSU family. And truly, we want you to give the amount that works for you. Our packages this hour are $8 a month and $15 a month. Please give and support All Sides today. WOSU.org or 866-897-9678.
You know, Amy, it is interesting that you mentioned, you know, if you've never done this, give it a whirl. And it is an opportunity. A lot of people go through their lives and never actually pull the trigger on this. It nags them. They love NPR and so on, but they never actually become a supporting member. It just takes a few minutes. You can be a sustaining member. You never need to worry about it again. You're on board at that level. You can raise it. You can lower it. You can drop it. Very easy. But you'll always be glad that you became a supporting member. I want to remind you, we've got this great couple of gift packages. The choice is yours, $8 a month or $15 a month. And at both of those levels, you're going to get my 64-page newsletter. A lot of people are curious about the tours that we lead. We take 30,000 Americans on our 40 different itineraries every year. I'm so proud of the tours we do. A lot of people are curious about what's the bag that I designed that I live out of for 100 days a year. Well, that's all in there. A lot of people are wondering, you know, how do we make our TV shows and what's cooking in the TV world? We've got lots of new shows coming up for public television. You'll get that newsletter, which celebrates all of that and our favorite experiences. By the way, it is experiences that really mark a good trip these days. How many people do you meet and how many experiences do you have? Not how many tired touristic cliches do you see on stage. These days, there are all sorts of creative ways to get your fingers dirty in the cultures of Europe. And that's what we look for when we plan a trip. We Americans have the shortest vacations in the rich world. We got to use our time smartly as well as our money smartly. And when you smartly support WOSU, you'll get these packages that I've helped design so that you get the basic foundation for putting together a good trip. The stakes are high. If you're going to be traveling off or if you have a loved one that wants to travel, the more you prepare, the better trip you're going to have, the more you're going to get out of your precious vacation minutes and dollars. And this is your chance. It's a twofer. Make WOSU strong and snare all these gifts to put your travel dreams into smooth and affordable reality.
It is a win-win. 866-897-9678 or WOSU.org. You know, another Facebook post that drew me in about 2 hours southwest of Paris, I'm not good at French, but Loire Valley, is that how you say it? The Loire Valley. Yeah, one of France's greatest array of chateau experiences. Hundreds of castles and palaces open to visitors. This was new to me. I looked at all the pictures. I mean, it looked beautiful.
My goodness. I love getting out. I love Paris, but I love going a couple hours south of Paris and into the Loire Valley. And then the big question is, how do you sort through all those chateaus?
Yeah.
And how many chateaus can a mortal tourist enjoy in a day? You know, this is what we know. We know from our experience as tour guides, just what is the attention span of our tourists? You know, I need to know, again, how many Madonnas and children can a tourist see before they would not get out of the bus to see a Rembrandt, you know, or a Raphael? And we learn that from our experience as tour guides. And we put that into our TV shows, we put it into our radio work, and we put it into our guidebooks. It's so much fun to be able to be the globetrotting guinea pig, to look at Europe as my beat. It's the wading pool for world exploration. We like to joke that at Rick Steves Europe, our mission is to equip and inspire Americans to venture beyond Orlando. And that's just a simple curiosity about the world. If your idea of travel is Orlando and Vegas and Cancun, and then Orlando a couple more times, and then over to Vegas, that's not very curious, I gotta say. You know, you could broaden it up a little bit. You could kick it into high gear. You could try Portugal. It's not gonna bite you. And if you don't like it, you can go back to Vegas. But I find that a lot of people, when they finally reach out, they realize the world's an inviting place. It's never been better to travel. And how do I know? Well, I spend 100 days a year overseas marveling at how much fun people all around me are having and marveling at the difference between people who equip themselves with good information and expect themselves to travel smart and people who go over there and didn't plan, didn't prepare, don't have information, and they don't get a lot done. And it costs them a lot more and they go home not very inspired. So there's two kinds of consumers. There's two kinds of consumers of media as well. Our audience right now is people who understand the value of public media, media that respects your intelligence, media that assumes an attention span, and media that brings you programming driven not by a passion for keeping advertisers happy, but simply by a passion for equipping us and inspiring us to reach out and embrace the world in all its beautiful diversity. I'm so thankful that I've got public broadcasting to take my content that I produce, both on radio and on TV. My style of media would never see the light of day anywhere else on the dial. It belongs here, here in public broadcasting, here on WOSU. If you're thankful for this little oasis in the media landscape, step up to the plate, get on board, become a supporting member. Now is the time.
Now is the time at 866-897-9678 or WOSU.org. You are running out of time to make a gift while Rick is on the air with us. Your gift of $15 a month is so powerful. Listeners and members are the power behind public radio, and you're supporting a show that is truly local. We cover all the issues in the crazy news cycle that we're living through. There's never a dull moment. Well, we need news and information that we can trust. If this station is your trusted source for fact-based news, then now is the time to make that gift at WOSU.org or 866-897-9678. And Rick, I wanted to ask you what to do about a reluctant traveler. Do you ever have someone who's on your tour who was forced into it by a spouse or partner? How do you win them over?
You know, that's a very insightful question. Yeah, usually one spouse is more enthusiastic about traveling than the other. A lot of spouses just say, I'm tired of waiting. I'm going to go on my own. I'll see you in a couple of weeks. But other times they go together and one person kind of is skeptical. And we have to understand that everybody has a different appetite and a different energy level and so on. And we got to respect that on our tours. But again, we take 30,000 people on our tours. There's 25 people on a bus, on a 50-seat bus. And we like to orient and disperse. We like to do things together that should be done together from an efficiency and a teaching point of view, but then teach people the lay of the land and give them the skills they need to enjoy some free time also. And a lot of people enjoy the free time. And I think that's an important part of a travel experience. It is just, I think, you know, and a good example is, again, people are kind of afraid of culture shock. I think culture shock's a good thing. It's a constructive thing. It's the growing pains of a broadening perspective. When I crossed the border with my tour groups from Switzerland to France, that first dinner with the group, we got 24 people, I buy on the house 2 dozen escargot. Everybody eats a snail. And this is kind of symbolic of the travel experience in general.
Win them over with food.
and if they say, I don't like snails. I don't like escargot. Well, if you have not had escargot in France, you don't know. So you got to eat one. And then you can say, I've tried it, good enough. I never want it again. Or I tried it and you know, it was really good. And the next night when people are on their own for dinner, half of the group orders a half a dozen escargot just for themselves. And their perspectives have been broadened. In that little funny little example, they're less afraid. They're more clued in. They're having more fun. There's more colors on their palette to paint the story of their life. And that's a beautiful thing about travel. And I think it's a very beautiful thing about public broadcasting. You know, there's a lot of, I think there's powerful forces in our society right now that would find it convenient, more profitable if we were all dumbed down and if we were all afraid. Just build walls. Just stay together. Don't reach out. And you know, that's not a way to make us stronger. It's not a way to make us safer. It's not a way to make us greater. The way to make us stronger, safer, and greater is to have bridges to the rest of the world, to make friends with the rest of the world, and have a place at the table at the rest of the world as we confront unprecedented challenges that are going to be oblivious to borders going forward. The ideals of America are strong. They inspire billions of people. They are stronger than any individual policy, trade policy, or whatever of America. This is what America is all about. If we abandon the world and abandon our place at the table, the rest of humanity, 96% of the people on this planet, won't have our leadership. We'll have the walls, and they'll go somewhere else. And those ideals of what makes America great will kind of fade away for the rest of the world, and that would be a tragedy. I'm so excited about the value of travel. I'm so excited about trying to help inspire Americans to reach out and to celebrate what we are all about in a global way, and that's part of travel. I never get tired of it. I think it's a great, great thing, and I'm thankful for my niche and the opportunity for me to share my passion for travel thanks to public non-commercial media.
Well, you can join us now, WOSU.org or 866-897-9678. Rick Steves, travel expert, thank you so much for joining us today.
Amy, it's been a delight talking with you and sharing these ideas. Thanks to everybody for being part of WOSU, and happy travels.
You're listening to All Sides with Amy Jurevich on 89.7 NPR News. We're asking you to support this nonprofit public service radio station. Visit WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. This is a very special hour on All Sides because we have some special thank you gifts from our travel expert, Rick Steves. This is the perfect time to show your support for WOSU Public Media. And joining me now to tell us more about these gifts is WOSU's radio director, Mike Thompson.
With a gift of $15 a month as a sustainer, you can get a wonderful Rick Steves package that includes three great books and a DVD set. The first book is Europe Through the Back Door. This is Rick's landmark travel skills handbook. The second book in the package is Europe's Top 100 Masterpieces, Art for the Traveler. This is a beautiful book. It takes you on a chronological tour of Europe's greatest paintings, sculptures, and historic buildings, from Apollo to David, from the Mona Lisa to the Thinker. And the third book is for the love of Europe. This book features Rick's favorite people, places, and stories collected over four decades of European travel. And not only do you get these three books, but you also get the Rick Steves Art of Europe DVD set. 6 hours of stories about European art from the pyramids to Picasso. Become a member at $15 a month as a sustainer or make a one-time gift of $180 and get this amazing Rick Steves package. Give now at WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678.
If you are a fan of travel, then this is the thank you gift for you. This is perfect for you. This hour of All Sides, we've had a great time talking with Rick Steves, and you will have a great time supporting public radio. We're asking you to make a gift and support this station today. When you make a gift of $8 a month as a sustainer, we have a wonderful thank you gift package for you. You'll receive the book For the Love of Europe. It's written by Rick Steves. And in this book, you will read about 100 of Rick's favorite people, places, and stories. This has been collected during a lifetime of European travel. In addition to the book, you'll also get the Rick Steves Art of Europe DVD set. It's 6 hours where Rick tells you the stories of Europe's art from the pyramids to Picasso. So make that gift of $8 a month as a sustainer to get this package, but do it now before the hour ends. Don't wait. Go to WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678.
This is a great day to become a new member of 89.7 NPR News, and you'll be supporting news and information you rely on and trust. And you can get a great Rick Steves thank you gift package. We have two packages that we have been talking about this hour, one at $8 a month and one at $15 a month. You decide what fits into your budget and make that gift right now. But don't wait. This hour with Rick Steves is almost over. We just have a few minutes left for you to take advantage of this terrific offer. Give at WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678.
Hi, I'm Rick Steves, and like you, I value public radio. Have you noticed the ever-growing power of corporations these days and the mania of much of our society to privatize everything that's public? Think about it. Parks, health, education, retirement accounts, the internet, even infrastructure, and broadcast media. Well, there's one radio station that's ours, that's public-owned rather than corporation-owned, and that's this station. This is the station that engages us. It empowers us. Rather than make us fearful, it makes us bold. Rather than dumbing us down, it makes us smart. And considering the unprecedented challenges confronting our democracy today, thoughtful, independent media has never been more important. If you recognize that, then you know that supporting this station right now is flat-out good citizenship. Please, become a supporting member of public broadcasting. It's important for our families, for our neighborhoods, and for our nation.
And you can become a member of 89.7 NPR News. You can support WOSU at 866-897-9678. Or go to WOSU.org. It just takes a few minutes. Show your support for public media and give before the hour ends. You only have a few minutes left. You're running out of time. We know you've been listening and you've been meaning to make that gift of support to public radio, but now is the time to act. Remember that gifts from listeners like you are the foundation of our budget. We do not answer to commercial influences in public radio. We are not beholden to shareholders. We answer only to you, our listeners. So make that gift now. Support our mission. WOSU.org or 866-897-9678.
When you make a gift of $15 a month as a sustainer, you can get a great Rick Steves package as your thank you gift. In this package, you will receive three wonderful books written by Rick Steves, Europe Through the Back Door, and Europe's Top 100 Masterpieces, Art for the Traveler, and For the Love of Europe. And you will get the Rick Steves Art of Europe DVD set, the Travel Skills DVD, and the Best Destinations newsletter. Wonderful information if you are planning a trip to Europe anytime in the near future. I've used Rick Steves' books and newsletters. They are terrific. They are the way to go. So make that gift of $15 a month right now and get this great Rick Steves package. Making that gift will only take a few minutes of your time today, and you will be supporting a radio station that you love and depend on. Make that gift now. Visit WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678, and thank you for your support this hour.
And Mike is right. If you use Rick Steves' books and his newsletters and you watch his DVDs, you will truly get the most out of your European vacation. He's going to tell you all the tips and tricks you need. But you're running out of time to support all sides this hour and get these gifts. So don't wait. Give now. This is listener-supported 89.7 NPR News. And our thank you gifts today allow you to stow away with America's favorite travel writer as he relives all of his favorite European experiences. Your support today will help pay for all of the programs on this station, everything that you'll listen to in the months to come. Make a gift now at WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. This is listener-supported WOSU-FM and HD1 Columbus. And please give before the hour ends. You're running out of time to support all sides. Give at WOSU.org or call us right now, 866-897-9678.
Support public radio with in-depth local news, national news from NPR, and international news from the BBC. With a gift of $8 a month as a sustainer, you can get a Rick Steves package that includes the book For the Love of Europe. With this book, Rick hopes to inspire you to connect more intimately with other people in other cultures, from France to Germany to Ireland and, of course, Italy. You will love the stories in this book. Also in this package is the Rick Steves DVD set called Art of Europe. This is a complete six-hour series that tells the story of Europe's art. That's $8 a month or a one-time gift of $96 at WOSU.org, or you can call 866-897-9678. Or if you can increase your gift to $15 a month, we'll add two more books to the package, Europe Through the Back Door and Europe's Top 100 Masterpieces, Art for the Traveler. This is a great way to show your support and get some great reference books to add to your collection. Give at WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678.
And your gift this hour, you're running out of time. This is your last chance to make that gift. And it supports a show that is truly local. We've been covering all the issues in this crazy news cycle. There's never a dull moment. When you need news and information you can trust, this is the station you can turn to. Support this station now. Give at WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. And thank you.
Sources and methods, the crown jewels of the intelligence community. Shorthand for how do we know what's real? Who told us? If you have those answers, you're on the inside, and NPR wants to bring you there. From the Pentagon to the State Department to spy agencies, listen to understand what's really happening and what it means for you. Sources and Methods, the new national security podcast from NPR.